With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. An alternative to traditional farm insurance is catching the attention of the agricultural community throughout the Midwest. In farming, like investing, diversification is encouraged. But farmers who produce additional crops like watermelons and sweet corn have often found insurance to be lacking or even non-existent. But a pilot program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency, known as Whole Farm Revenue Protection, is helping to change that. Cora Fox, Policy Program Associate for the Center of Rural Affairs, said farms with a minimum of three commodities can receive up to 85% coverage, and it isn't only for niche markets and specialty crops.
It really rewards diversification on a farm. So for something like a major commodity grower, you could have corn, soybeans, and wheat and still utilize Whole Farm Revenue Protection and get that 85% coverage level.
Kelly Jackson is general manager at Daniels Produce and says her father farmed corn and soybeans until floods in 82, 83, and 84 prompted his move into the fresh vegetable market. Still, they faced years in which entire crops were lost or insurance would only reimburse them for a predetermined commodity price that was often lower than the crop's true value.
But Whole Farm goes off of historically what I have produced and historically what I've sold my product for.
The pilot project is aimed at assisting individual farms and building more resilient rural communities.
Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.